Good morning. Joining us on the line from Cleveland is our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt. Good morning, Karen.
Morning, David.
Well, you know, all eyes toward Cleveland, of course, at the Republican National Convention. Trump got his nomination last night, and it looks like, well, we'll start here, the New York delegation put him over the top.
That's right. They kind of jiggered the roll call so that New York would be the state to have the votes to put Trump over the top. As they went through, Michigan passed, because that's a big state, and then Pennsylvania passed, because New York first passed, and they kind of put the whole thing out of order until the exciting moment when New York GOP Chair Ed Cox turned it over to Donald Trump Jr., who very proudly said, "Yes, we cast these votes for my dad. We love you, Dad." And it was the whole Trump family and the kids, kind of a touching moment. And of course, the crowd was very enthusiastic and unified at that point. They weren't as unified maybe back on Monday, but they're sort of getting there as the week goes on.
Perhaps the firebrand speech was delivered by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
He did an indictment of Hillary Clinton with, going through her, what he considers to be her crimes, with the crowd shouting guilty and lock her up. And it was definitely red meat for a crowd who, some of them really viscerally disliked Hillary Clinton. But I thought the real star last night was Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr. He gave a very focused and more of a political speech than we would have imagined. It seems like he's probably maybe, almost in some ways more of the polished politician than his father.
And what about Paul Ryan, who the Times editorialized today, basically threw out all his principles to go with Trump?
Well, I was really curious to hear what Paul Ryan was going to say, because, of course, he reluctantly supported Trump. They essentially not called him a racist, but said some of his statements have been racist. But there was none of that. It was more like, well, yeah, we've had our arguments. Everybody has their arguments. But now it's time to unify the party. So he really did not want to go into any of those controversies. I mean, look, at this point, if he's going to speak at this convention, it's Donald Trump's convention. What is he going to say at this point if he's going to be there? He could have made the choice not to be there like many, many, many prominent Republican politicians did, but he decided to be there, so I guess he's not going to be divisive on the convention floor.
So, Karen, finally, I know you've had some conversations during the convention with GOP leader in New York, Ed Cox, Nixon's former son-in-law.
That's right, and we were actually talking to him earlier in the week about 1968, because some people have made parallels that this kind of unrest feels like 1968. And he, of course, was at the center of that as Nixon's son-in-law. He wasn't as involved in politics then. He was more of an observer. Ed Cox initially, I don't think Trump was his top pick, to say the least, but he has definitely come on board since Trump won the primary April 19th, and now he's very enthusiastic and a very loyal cheerleader for him.
Well, I know you're going to get off to the breakfast soon, and today we'll be hearing from, among others, Ted Cruz. We've been talking with Karen DeWitt, our Capitol correspondent, who will join us again tomorrow to give us a look inside the Republican National Convention. Karen, as always, we thank you for your good work every day and for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you very much.